Dervil MacDonald on RTE Radio 1.
You're all very welcome back. Lots of you getting in touch with us about Baz and Olina and DIY SOS, the bigger build. I forgot to tell you that it's going to be broadcast episode one on Friday, the 30th of December at 6:30. And the second episode is going to be broadcast at 8:30 on Saturday, 31st December, New Year's Eve. And lots of you getting in touch about that. Well, now it is that time of year when we have pretty much given ourselves a pass on everything. Diet, exercise, money worries, alcohol. And then there is the inevitable fall to earth after it all. Well, here to cushion that for all for us is Dr. Mark Rowe, who is a GP in Waterford. You're very, very welcome, Mark.
Well, thanks for having me, Dervil.
Yeah, it is that sort of time, that between Christmas and New Year and then kind of building up for Planuary or whatever else you call it. Sometimes it feels like the task ahead is a marathon one, but what's going on in our heads when we sort of get ourselves into that state at Christmas?
I think there can be so many conflicting things going through our minds, Dervil. You know, for many people, there's the joy and the positivity and the excitement of Christmas, which is a wonderful time of the year for many people. But as Charles Dickens once said, it was the best of times and it was the worst of times, because, you know, there's the myth of perfectionism. There's all the pressure and stress, whether it's financial pressure, family dynamics, sometimes fueled by, you know, too much alcohol, which, as I say, is a good servant, but it's a bloody bad master. And, you know, feelings of inadequacy, or facing up to the reality that really important people are no longer in your life. You know, and so many people at this time of year suffer from loneliness, bereavement.
Grieving,
absolutely. So, you know, there is no one size fits all. So to try and overgeneralize is completely doing people a disservice. But I think fundamentally, it's about knowing yourself well enough to know what suits you best. And, you know, it's not about some myth of destination happiness. It's trying to be more true to yourself today, to treat yourself with self-compassion. I think self-compassion, Dervil, as a word, has never been more needed in today's world. To treat yourself as you would treat your own best friend. To be an encourager. You know, I love that word, encouragement. To support yourself, to find the best in others, and also to find the best in yourself.
And because as you say, there have been so many sort of background stressors, and you know, whether it is food or alcohol or other things, there's just so many. I've always found Christmas to be a year of huge, you know, triggers. But it is also, though, we're just coming into that period of time where you are taking stock. You know,
taking stock. You know, I was born in January, Dervil, so I love that. Janus, you know, the two-headed god, looking back and looking forward. So Janus looks back, takes stock of the year that's just gone by. What went well? Who's in my life right now that I can appreciate? You know, I think gratitude is such a wonderful habit to, you know, bring perspective to the past, peace to the present moment, and a sense of hope for the future. So look back on the past year, you know, what's gone well? And then maybe looking forward, what might I do a little bit differently?
And when we're doing that, like, I mean, there's a, you know, big sort of debate, given how weak human willpower can be when it's actually put to the test. Are you a fan of resolutions, or is there a way of sort of framing them? Like, I know there's a particular day in January by which time we've all probably maybe given up on them. But do you frame them as resolutions, or what do you do in January that you do to maybe get back on track?
I think a long to-do list is inevitably going to end in failure and guilt. So I'm not really a fan of New Year resolutions, but I love that idea that at any day, at any moment in time, we can choose to do things a little bit differently. And what's really interesting for us as human beings is, you're right about willpower. Willpower is in very limited supply. It's like a muscle. It gets burned up so easily. And we're very bad at predicting how we will act or behave at some future time down the road. But by starting today, just one small little change in your mindset, one small little change in your everyday actions or activities can make a world of a difference because of the magic of time. You know, time allows things to compound. You know, I was just reading recently, University of Sydney, even small micro moments of movement throughout your day, going up a few extra flights of stairs, even moving for as little as 10 minutes, not only will lower your risk of heart disease by maybe 50%, but will boost your emotional bank account of positivity. You'll feel more clear, you'll feel more resilient. You know, Hippocrates once said, Dervil, if you're in a bad mood, go for a walk. Mm. If you're still in a bad mood, go for another walk. And, you know, we can't really think ourselves into a new way of being, but we can move our way into a new way of being.
And maybe just to start, there was Mark Twain said, break it down into small, manageable pieces. So just these sort of micro moments, just something to break. Maybe because it is, sometimes it can feel like I was nearly relieved to be in work today because it can feel like quite a sedentary time of the year, or maybe you were just hanging about.
There's an African proverb that says if you're running away from something, it means something's running after you. So it's so important if you want to make any change in your life, frame it positively and start with why. You know, why do you want to take more exercise? Why do you want to be more self-compassionate? And, you know, if you value your health as I do, if you value well-being, if you value feeling good, I mean, it's a priceless asset. It's the greatest gift there is. So to be better to yourself and to those people that matter, it's all about starting. The past is gone. It's research and development. The future is not yet written.
And a lot of it is sort of like the big ticket items that we're all told. It's sleep. It is physical activity. It is eating mindfully. It's getting yourself slowly back into maybe because sometimes what we do at the start of January is really extreme, and then and that's why it's maybe gone by mid-January or not too there far after.
Yeah, the all or nothing mentality, and so often it's just doomed to feelings of guilt and inadequacy. So, you know, frame it positively. How can I be kinder to myself for 2023? What's the smallest thing I could start today that could provide me with the evidence that I'm moving in that direction? It might be just committing to walk for 5 minutes more. It might be committing to start a written gratitude practice. You know, I call gratitude an antidote to feelings of toxic stress and anxiety.
Do you journal? Do you journal? Yeah.
I love the idea of a written journal, writing things down. You see, when you connect your brain through your hand to your journal and write things down, what you express on paper, you'll impress in your heart and in your mind. And it's a great way to reframe. It's a great way to have a brain dump on paper. Write down all the things you're worried and stressed about. James Pennebaker in Texas has made a whole career out of studying how that can build resilience on a long-term basis. Something, getting it out of your head and onto a piece of paper. But when you reframe it through the lens of gratitude, it's just a great way to bring more feelings of appreciation and abundance into your heart. And it's such a gift to the present moment. And it just enables things to become a little more clear. You have a little bit more perspective. And you can really just reconnect with the essence of who you are. As I say, your true self.
Your perspective on health is a very broad one. And it's as much philosophical and less maybe of the pharmacological. What's the journey that you've been on that has kind of brought you to that very sort of philosophical stance that you have?
Darvel, how much time have you got? Well, like Socrates was the father of medicine, and he was a philosopher who said, know yourself. But really, there is tremendous learnings to be got from the timeless wisdom of philosophy. And for me, over many years, I mean, I experienced burnout back in 2014. I had to fundamentally re-examine and re-look at how I was living my life and how I was working.
And what did you do to bring yourself back from that point of burnout?
I took some time out. My family and I, we travelled for a while. But I really had to learn to see things differently. Mm. As you said, I learned about keeping a written journal, a gratitude practice, daily moments of stillness to disconnect from the noise of the world and reconnect with the essence of who I am. And really, I had to learn fundamentally. I had to ask myself this question, you know, what is the meaning of life and what is the purpose of my own life? And I've really learned, Darvel, that the purpose of my life is service, serving others, but also taking care of myself along the way.
And is that, like, I mean, you know, when we look at, you know, all those indicators, World Health Organization, everything, they tell us actually that most of the illnesses that we're suffering from are, particularly in the West and in more developed economies, are lifestyle-related illnesses. Mm-hmm. So there's something in that.
Oh, there's more than something in it. I mean, it's amazing how our DNA is not set in stone, and perhaps more than 70% of how your DNA expresses itself is down to your lifestyle habits. Mm-hmm. Quality of your sleep, your exercise and movement, your nutrition, and your ability to recharge from stress and build strong, supportive relationships in your life. So Lifestyle as medicine, of course, it has two important words. There's medicine, which is fundamental, but there's also lifestyle habits. But the positive message, Derval, is that no matter where you are in your life right now, today is the best day to start to recommit to the golden gift of health, to become an active participant in your own well-being as opposed to a passive consumer of healthcare.
So it's coming up to, obviously, we're in that sort of interregnum between Christmas and New Year, and people will be getting ready. I kind of start on the 6th.
That's my birthday.
Yeah.
Great day.
Nullag Naman is my sort of official start. But just maybe before I let you go, before we go to these, kind of maybe some gentle tips for easing back into that kind of maybe a year of better living.
I think be kind to yourself. Be self-compassionate. Be patient. Focus on progress, not perfection. If you set a plan and you slip up, don't worry, let it go. Learn what you can learn from it and start again.
Yeah.
And never stop starting.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fantastic. And such a gentle way. I don't feel as bad now. It's such a gentle way to go into it. Look, it's coming up to 10 o'clock. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Mark Rowe, GP in Waterford. And let's cross over to the newsroom and to Ailish Sheehy.